Hello, everyone. Steve Siebold back with MentalToughnessBlog.com. Well, I've just written and released an ebook called Die Fat or Get Tough. And the premise of the book is simple. The subtitle is 101 Differences in Thinking Between Fat People and Fit People. And the premise of the book is really simple. The premise of the book says that it's all about losing weight and getting fit. Is all about mental toughness. And of course it is. And I think if you're overweight at all, or you're obese, or you've had a problem with weight of any kind, and I've been there, so you know I get that. Five, 6 years ago, I was 40 pounds overweight, and that's how I got interested in this topic. And I realized that it was all about mental toughness. It wasn't about diets. It wasn't about exercise. It was all about having enough mental toughness to stick to a diet, to stick to an exercise program. It was none of these things that all these advertisers and all these profiteers are suggesting it is, like, you know, diets don't work and getting fat wasn't my fault. Of course it was my fault. Like somebody else is stuffing pizzas and donuts down my throat. I don't think so. I'm pretty capable of stuffing that stuff down my throat all on my own, and I did, and plenty of it. But mental toughness will get you thin and healthy. The rest of the story is 12 weeks later, I lost the 40 pounds and I've been fit and healthy ever since then. And it was really just a shift in mindset. So I finally decided to write a book on this. Now, I just want to qualify something for those of you who listen to this blog on a regular basis. I don't talk about weight loss. This is not my topic at all. I speak to Fortune 500 sales and sales management teams. That's what I do every single day. And my books are about mental toughness. But I was so, honestly, I was so blown away with the results, just in my own consciousness, really, and with losing the weight. I couldn't believe how many areas of my life getting fit affected. Like, I had been fit. I've been an athlete my whole life, and so I've always been fit, except for that time I went on the road for a while, and I just, like a lot of us, the weight just crept up on me, and I started feeling really sluggish, and I went to a wedding at a friend of mine's. I hadn't seen some friends in about 5 years, and the people, like, hardly even recognized me, and I was so embarrassed. It just embarrassed the heck out of me, because I'd always been in really good shape, and it just was really, so it was basically a vanity thing, you know, but I lost the weight, and I just couldn't believe the difference in my attitude, in my energy, in my enthusiasm, and the way people were responding to me. I had basically experienced what it was like to be fat for about a year and didn't really even realize it until I started seeing photographs of myself, like a lot of us do, and you say, wow, am I really that fat, out of control? Well, that's why I wrote this book. And the book, the soft cover version of this book, the printed book, in other words, doesn't come out until July 2009. But the ebook is out. Let me just say this. This is not just about self-promotion in this blog, of course. But if you have ever been overweight and you think you're tough enough to handle the real truth about what it takes to get fit and healthy forever. I'm not talking about some fad diet where you lose some weight and you gain it back and you lose it. Yeah, I'm not talking about. I'm talking about forever wiping out all excuses when it comes to diet and exercise and solving the problem once and for all. Ignoring all these experts, these so-called experts who say diets don't work. I don't know if you happen to see me in the movie theaters back in January when Lisa Gibbons interviewed the group of us in the new movie Beyond the Secret. I know a lot of you did see that. And if you remember, someone in the audience asked, and Lisa Gibbons chimed in on stage and asked me about this. And I told her about this book. And we had talked actually after the program was done filming. We talked at Lisa Gibbons and I were talking afterwards, and she was saying to me how hard she's worked. She's got a great figure. If you've seen her on TV, on Entertainment Tonight or any of the shows, she's on TV all the time. She's got a great figure. She's 52 years old and she looks fantastic. She looks like she's 32 or 22. And she was just saying how hard she works at this. And I was telling her how hard I worked at it. And all the people I interviewed who are fit really work hard at this. But they've got a mindset. The people that maintain their weight, I tell you, it's a mindset. And it's mental toughness is what it is. And if you can adopt this mindset and understand how fat people think versus how fit people think and catch yourself in the middle of thinking like a fat person and then change it to a fit person, your life will change forever. And I am not exaggerating. There is almost no way to overstate the power of being fit. The energy, the compliments you get from other people, you buy clothes and you can buy these small sizes and you look great and everything. It just works, man. Not to mention the fact that you're going to live a lot longer, because obesity kills. It kills people. It creates diabetes. It does all these crazy things that you already know about. But getting mentally tough changes all that. And it really is about identifying the difference between fat people and fit people. So for this book, I interviewed fat people. And I asked them what they believed. This went on for 5 years before I wrote the book. And I interviewed fit people and I asked them what they believed. And I couldn't believe how little I personally had in common with the fit people. Even though I'd been fit most of my life, it was just natural. I didn't really have to work at it. I really believed like a fat person. And so I started to change. And this book is all about that. I just will say this as a warning. Dr. Joe Vitale, who was in The Secret, just emailed me a couple hours ago and said he read the book. And he said he calls it a disturbing masterpiece. A disturbing masterpiece. And I appreciate the masterpiece part, but I will tell you, it is disturbing. It is. It will shock you. It will grab you by the throat. It will not let you go. I've had people just really get angry, really angry about this, throw the book away. In the last just couple of weeks, people have been telling me this, and then pick it back up and then read it and then throw it away and get mad again. This book is, I've been known in our industry for being very direct. This book is even more direct. This book is borderline offensive, but I got to tell you this, and I think you'll agree when you read it. I'm telling the truth. There's really no way to argue with anything I'm saying. I'm just doing it in a no holds barred, politically incorrect way to cut through the delusion and to really get you to understand that this is doable. You can do this. This book should be the last book you ever have to read on weight loss. And it's not about weight loss. It's about thinking. It's about consciousness. So anyway, I would ask you to read the first five. If you're into this and you want to lose weight and you're ready to get tough and do it, and solve it once and for all so it never comes back, go to diefatbook.com. Diefatbook.com. Read the first five chapters for free. If you like it, buy the book. If you don't like it, don't buy the book, because the rest of the book is just like the first five chapters. Believe me, it gets tougher in every chapter, but it's all true. It's very hard to argue with. So give it a shot if you're into it, and watch what happens when you get fit and healthy. Watch how you make more money. Watch how your relationships improve. Watch how you have more energy. It affects every single aspect of your life, honestly, like nothing else I have ever seen in 25 years of studying personal development, mental toughness, the psychology of success, and all the rest that goes around our industry. I've never seen anything with a greater impact on people's lives, and my own included. So diefatbook.com. Read a couple chapters. I'd like to hear your comments about this. I know they're going to be strong, so I'll look forward to that. And as always, I appreciate you listening. I'm Steve Seabolt. Thanks.